Well, what we're looking for is we're looking for a little bit of support from both Statistics Canada and the provincial government and the RCMP in terms of changing the boundary that they use to collect statistics, crime statistics, for the Williams Lake area. And the reason we're looking for that is because right now, the way the statistics are collected, it artificially attributes the crime activities of 30,000 people to a population of 10,000 people. So it makes our statistics look more severe than they really are. Our statistics are actually probably very much in line with the average statistics, but what happens is the boundary of the town and the way in which the stats are collected deprives the community of its suburbs, which are lower crime areas. Now, a good analogy for what would be an appropriate boundary would be our fire protection district. So the Williams Lake Fire Department services an area that is both the city of Williams Lake and also many of the electoral areas from the regional district. And I think for everybody that lives here, they would agree that the community of Williams Lake is the city of Williams Lake and the electoral areas that surround it and the suburbs like the Williams Lake Indian Band. That is the community boundary. And so if we were to establish our crime stats over that community boundary, we would have a very, very innocuous set of crime statistics. And it's not just Williams Lake. Many of the other municipalities that are in those high crime index statistics that are provided by Stats Can, it's the same problem. So Fort St. John and Dawson Creek and Terrace and Quinnell, they all are deprived of the benefit of their lower crime suburbs in the same way that we are. We don't think that's right or it's fair, and it's certainly a disparity between the way crime statistics are calculated for urban areas, and it's not right, and we intend to make an effort to change it.
So have you spoken to those communities then?
Yeah, so we've had conversations with those communities at a staff level, and many of those communities have been facing issues relating to how costs are distributed between rural and urban areas and how statistics are collected between rural and urban areas. So we're hoping that when this is discussed at the NCLGA that there will be some consensus from the municipalities that there's a better way of doing business. And we're certainly not looking to get credit for the statistics that we don't deserve. But I think if you live in Esler or South Lakeside or just off Dogger Grove, just out of town, you tell people that you live in Williams Lake, and you do, and we just want to make sure that that ends up being reflected in the statistics that are put forward.
So then is the Caribou Regional District at all in support of this?
They are, we are going to be looking to them in the hopes of getting a letter of support, but we've had conversations where they've told us that they support that, so we're grateful for that support. We've also had conversations with the Williams Lake Indian Band, and they've told us the same thing. So I think most communities agree that this is a better way to collect statistics and it will provide a more accurate reflection about the experience of being in Williams Lake.
Yeah. Okay, so experience in Williams Lake, of course, how much of a difference if we were reporting this it would make, you feel?
I think it would reduce our crime statistics by close to 50% on a per capita basis. And that would give a much more accurate reflection of what it's actually like to be here. It's a safe community, and every once in a while there are isolated incidents, but as you can see from the news in the last few weeks, there have been isolated incidents in every community, and so we recognize that, and we're just looking to make sure that the way the statistics are calculated gives Williams like a fair shake.